He carefully led Zero to the hole, which was hard to find in the darkness. He stumbled over a small pile of dirt. "I think this is it," he whispered.
"You think?"
Zero asked. "It's it," said Stanley, sounding more certain than he really was. He climbed down. Zero handed him the shovel. Stanley stuck the shovel into the dirt at the bottom of the hole and stepped on the back of the blade. He felt it sink beneath his weight. He scooped out some dirt and tossed it off to the side. Then he brought the shovel back down. Zero watched for a while. "I'm going to try to refill the water jars," he said. Stanley took a deep breath and exhaled. "Be careful," he said, then continued digging. It was so dark he couldn't even see the end of his shovel. For all he knew, he could be digging up gold and diamonds instead of dirt. He brought each shovelful close to his face to try to see if anything was there before dumping it out of the hole. As he made the hole deeper, it became harder to lift the dirt up and out. It was 5 feet deep before he even started. He decided to use his efforts to make it wider instead. This made more sense, he told himself. If Kate Barlow had buried a treasure chest, she probably wouldn't have been able to dig much deeper. So why should he? Of course, Kate Barlow probably had a whole gang of thieves helping her. "You want some breakfast?" Stanley jumped at the sound of Zero's voice. He hadn't heard him approach.